October 4th was World Animal Day. This week, I also learned that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had proposed removing 22 animals from the endangered species list. They include the ivory-billed woodpecker, the little Mariana fruit bat of Guam, and 8 kinds of freshwater mussels. They were being removed because they're now presumed to be extinct. And the species that remain aren't in such good shape either. Even the species that are not in imminent danger of extinction.
You know what? We are seeing a lot of blind peacocks. And I think because of the level of pesticides in the fields, they're losing their eyesight.
That's Anjali Gopalan. I knew her as a human rights activist in New Delhi. She established Delhi's first HIV clinic and fought the criminalization of gay sex in the Indian court. But she's also someone who created a sanctuary for all creatures, great and small, about an hour outside Delhi. The last time I spoke to her, I asked what animals she had.
Oh my God, don't even start me off. So you're going to find 460 dogs. You're going to find 82 large animals, 15 emus. Oh my God, you're going to find horses, donkeys, pigs, anything you can think of. The only thing we don't have is an elephant.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Mahatma Gandhi, whose birthday India marked as always with solemn ceremony on October 2nd, once said the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. By that marker, says Gopalan, India isn't doing so great.
Listen, have you seen those poor cows on the street? Every cow you see on the streets of our country is a plastic cow. They are full of plastic. We've performed 4 ruminotomies on animals that were brought into us and writhing in pain. One, we took out 65 kilos of plastic.
That's about 120 pounds. She says although she's a vegetarian by choice, she does not want to impose that on anyone. But at least we can be humane about how we treat the animals, even the ones destined for slaughter.
When animals are transported, you know how they put chili in the eyes of cows, cut their tail so that they keep moving around. So the way we do things makes me really feel like, what is it going to take to make us humane?
She says, it's not a question about charity. It's a question of rights.
I've always believed that when we do something for someone, we need to put that individual in the center of that intervention. It could be children, it could be women, it could be men, it could be animals.
And Gopalan says, we'll be astonished at how much an animal, even the most damaged animal, can give back.
We had an autistic child who came to us and he was on a wheelchair. And I have this absolutely diva of a horse called Shabbo. She's this gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous white horse.
It's a horse with an attitude facing a child in a wheelchair.
He couldn't move any part of his body. So we just put a carrot in his hand. And this horse, who is this wild creature, just came. And I have never seen how this level of gentleness, the way she took that carrot out of his hand, that boy's mother just cried.
But our relationship with animals is one about exerting power and dominion.
I have a great dane at home that was sexually abused and left tied to a tree by 3 men. It took me a year and a half and 7 surgeries for him to get better. And he is the sweetest dog. And I so often think and say, how could he have forgiven us for doing what we did to him? How on God's earth did he do that?
But that is the miracle. They do learn to trust. At her sanctuary, all creatures, great and small, they develop friendships with each other.
We have this one pig who always lies with his head on this cow.
On World Animal Day, I think about Anjali Gopalan and her marvelous sanctuary, all creatures great and small. But I do wonder whether you can really, really feel the love from an emu.
Oh, you have to come and see it for yourself. I have emus who will come and stand next to me. I will scratch their heads. They'll put their head against my chest. You can feel the love.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig.